In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Indeed, we have heard a lot of testimonies and testimonials in our lives when it comes to how God has changed the lives of many people. We hear this in sports. We hear this lay people, perhaps, in our church. We hear it all over the place. And then we hear of, I guess, fake testimonies. You know, how really denying Jesus Christ, that he is the Son of God. We hear all a lot of this fake news that's going on about this these days, as many people like the cessationists have left the church because they believe they can pick themselves up by their own bootstraps. They don't need God. Or they look at God kind of like, well, food or anything else, a new computer, and then when it's over with, I don't need God, we just kind of pitch him away. But I'll bring him back when I think I need him. But the truth be told, while we have heard and seen a lot of testimonies of men and women, some good, some meet right and beneficial, many not, many just faking it out, that, yeah, God, yeah, he's really not. Jesus isn't God, and he's not really what he says he is. But the testimony of God, as I have learned in my life and your life, is really greater. This is the greater testimony. For this is the testimony that God has testified concerning his Son. You know, the Lord God, he's a good teacher. He keeps things simple. He doesn't really get terribly complex about this. He doesn't use complicated rhetoric. He doesn't sort of polish things up so that we feel warm and fuzzy about all the things that he's telling us here in the scriptures. But he takes us back to the basics here in 1 John, by grace through faith, that Jesus is the Son of God. He is the Christ. He is incarnate God. And he really teaches us to stick to the basics. This is kind of what people out in the parish need to hear more of, in the teaching of the basics of what God has to say and what he continues to do. And certainly we here at Concordia Seminary, obviously we like to kind of keep it simple. However, simple as we like to keep the gospel message, with all of, you know, try to flower up the language, make it with lots of stories that really don't rely to the text, but we have certain things we have to say. The Lord doesn't mix his metaphors. He doesn't mix his language on this. He doesn't mix his words. He gets down to brass tacks of his incarnate mission. And so he says, whoever has the Son of God, Jesus the Christ, has eternal life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have eternal life. And so here he really takes us back to the very beginning, back to Genesis, all the way up through Revelation. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life, God's gift of grace. You believe by faith, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. You believe by grace through faith that you alone, you have this testimony in yourselves. This, to me, looking at this text, is so, so important to living the life of Christ in this world. Whoever believes in the Son of God has this testimony in himself. Yeah, and then Satan comes popping along, and he doesn't whisper, he kind of yells at us. Did God really say? Did he really say that he gives you eternal life by his Son's death and resurrection? Because to most people today that I'm hearing, even that doesn't make a lot of sense. How can this man, Jesus, suffer, die, lay in this cold, dark, damp tomb for 3 days and three nights and be raised for the forgiveness of our sins? And so people begin to ask questions, and we can answer the questions. God's word is truth. But they come very much like the people at John's time, the cessationists, to remove themselves, believing that they are saved by their works, not by the righteousness of God in Christ that he gives to us. And so we find people today fleeing creation, and as fleeing creation, they flee redemption, they flee the work of the Holy Spirit, they flee marriage, they flee what it means to be man and woman. And I hear, just got a phone call not 2 days ago from a pastor, I don't know what to do about some of these issues that are going on in the world regarding human sexuality. I keep hearing from people in the pew, you know, pastor, times are changing. Really? I don't believe God's word has changed. It is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He is the Alpha and Omega. He has not changed. But we like to change his word to fit our view of life in general. Did God really say that he made you from old world monkeys? I've heard this from some of my relatives. Young kids, 8 and 9, getting this in school, and then they tell me, hey, Papa Bob, you know, I didn't know that I came from an old world monkey, the ones without the tails. Indeed, we only need God when we need God. That's kind of how life tends to be for so many people, where a lot of these people in today's culture are seceding from their worship and faith, believing they can do things on their own with power and greed and avarice and all kinds of other things, because things are changing. Whoever does not believe that God has made him is a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne witness to concerning his Son, that Jesus is the Son of God, the Christ, the Messiah incarnate. Christ, he who is the Son of God, must suffer, die, and be raised on the third day for the forgiveness of our sins. And so we have the Lord God himself keeping this very simple for us. This is God's testimony. This is the testimony that is greater than any testimony that men or women can give. For whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. And you believe, I believe, that the incarnate God is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And believing in your heart by faith alone, you and I have eternal life. You know, the older I get and the whiter my hair gets, whiter and whiter, I love these texts that talk about the end times, that talk about the greatest celebration of all is the resurrection to eternal life, to be with Jesus, the Son of God, in heaven, on this new heaven and this new earth. This is God's gift of grace to you and to me. And so we have confidence and trust in the Christ Jesus that hears our prayers and answers them according to his will. Just like Isaiah says in chapter 65, verse 24, before they call, I answer, and while they pray, I listen. Indeed, we have heard lots of testimonies in our lives, a lot of testimonials, some pretty meat, right, and beneficial. But we also hear the testimonies that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God, that God incarnate really didn't exist, that this is all a fairy tale. But you see, the testimony of God is greater than all testimonies of men. For this is the testimony that God has testified concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. And this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life, And this life is in his Son. This is the Lord God unifying message for all believers in the incarnate God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And this is you, and this is me. And so we praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.